Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Megillah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. In this Mishnah, we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, four dinim in regard to Megillah. Three halachas that pertain to the reading of the Megillah, and one halacha about writing the Megillah. Here's the first halacha. Sagt der Mishnah once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kerav, someone read the Megillah, Seirugin. Seirugin means, he read a little bit, stopped. Read, stopped. Read, stopped. Instead of reading it in one shot, he read and stopped. Read and stopped. The second in is, umisnamne. He read the Megillah when he was a little sleepy. Misnamne means, he wasn't totally asleep. If you would ask him something that would require thought, if you would ask him something that you would need to think into, in order for him to say a svara to explain it, he wouldn't be able to explain it. But if you would ask him, Stan, where are the keys? So he may say, huh? Are the keys upstairs?
Yeah, yeah.
Or,
no, no, no.
That, yes. So that's called misnamne. He's in a little bit of a state of sleep. In both cases, says the Mishnah, Yatzah, he is Yaitza. In the case of Seirugin, he is Yaitza, even if that space in between reading was long enough to be able to finish the whole Megillah in that time. Let's say it would take a person 35 minutes to read the whole Megillah from beginning to end. And he read, stopped, and during one of those stops, it was 35 minutes, you're still Yaitza. In the case of Misnamnem, he's Yaitza because he didn't fall into a deep sleep. And by the way, the same is true if he was listening to a Bal Koira that was half falling asleep. As long as the words were audible and he was able to hear it, he would be Yaitza. So again, if he himself is reading the Megillah like half sleepy, or he's hearing it from someone who's reading the Megillah half-sleepy, he's Yaitza. But let's say the person who's reading the Megillah, he's wide awake. But the one who's listening is like dozing off, on, off. He's half asleep, half up. In other words, the Shomeya is Misnamnem. Then he wouldn't be Yaitza. See, if you're reading it, that proves you're up enough. But if you're just listening, well, the chances are that you're missing many of the words. And when it comes to being Yaitza Kriyas HaMegillah, even if you don't hear one word, you're not Yaitza. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. This is the third halach. Haya Kaiswa, this person is writing the Megillah. He's writing a brand new Megillah. Okay, he's looking at an old Megillah, and he has in front of him empty pyramid and diyai, and he's writing a new Megillah. So the way you're supposed to do it is, you read from the Megillah, in other words, the Megillah that he is copying from, and he writes in the new Megillah. If you take out a Shulchan Aruch, take out a Mishnah Brura, look up Simon Tafresh Tzadik Aleph, Seif Beis, you'll see that that's where you're supposed to write a Megillah. Even if you know it by heart, you're supposed to write it from looking into a different Megillah and to say out each word before you write it, just like by a Sefer Torah. So that's what he was doing. Or let's say Darsha. He was darshaning before the Tzibur, the Psukim of the Megillah. And he had it in front of him, a Kashra Megillah. He would read the Pasuk, and then he would darshan the Pasuk, and he did so throughout the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Umagia, or let's say, somebody gave him a Megillah and said, can you please check to see if this Megillah is kosher or not? So he's looking through the entire Megillah and he's reading from it as he's looking through the Megillah to make sure that it's kosher, to see if he has to fix anything. And he's reading it properly as he's being Magia the Megillah. So we have three different sets of circumstances where a person is, in fact, reading all the words of the Megillah, but for a different reason other than to be Yaitza Kriyas HaMegillah. Either he's reading from a Kashra Megillah to write a new one, either he's reading from a Kashra Megillah to dash in the Psukim, or he's reading in order to make sure that the words are written correctly. Now when he finishes, can he say to himself, I just Lamaisa read the Megillah, so L'chaira, I don't have to read it again. Well, that depends, says the Mishnah. In all these three cases, in Kivin Libai, if he was Mechav in his heart to be Yaitza his Chayiv, with this Kriya, Yatzeh, he's Yatzeh, even though he had in mind other things as well, like to write the new one, or to dash in the Psukim, or to fix an existing Megillah. But as long as he also had in mind to be Yatzeh the Megillah, it's not a problem. But V'im Lav, if he wasn't thinking about being Yatzeh the Megillah at all, he was just doing it for the sake of writing a new one, dashening, or fixing an old one, but he wasn't thinking at all about being Yatzeh the Megillah, so lo yatza, he's not yatza. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Here comes the one halacha that has to do with writing the Megillah. The Tanna is going to explain to us that a Megillah has a din of a Sefer Torah. in regard to two basic inyanim, the ink and the parchment. The Mela says the Mishnah, what is the din if Hosef, the Megillah, was ksuva, was written not with regular ink, rather basam, a type of a dye that's made out of a certain grass called sama. Uva sikra. What is sikra? The Batanura says it's a type of stone that you can write red with it. So basically, it's a red type of dye. Some say the chut ha-sikra, remember that? On the Mizbeach, was written this way. Uva kaimais, or was written with a type of dye called guma. And you would make this out of the sap of a tree. It's called kaimais. Uva kankantai. This is a type of dye that was used to polish shoes black. So here, the inks were all a little bit not the normal ink. Not the type of ink you would write a Sefer Torah with. For that matter, like the Mishnah Vayeter, what if there's something wrong with what I'm writing it on? For example, instead of the regular parchment, which is made out of the skin of animals, I'm writing it al hanayar, on something that's made out of grass that's stuck together. Basically a kind of a paper that they had there. Valadiftera, or it was written on ar, on skin, but skin that wasn't worked out properly, the way parchment is, the way cloth is. So in all these cases, la yotza is not yotza, achete, until the Megillah is kesuva, written, just like a Sefer Torah is. And the Mishnah is going to give us three qualifications. One is ashuris, it has to be written b'loshon HaKadosh dafka, although we did learn beforehand that, let's say, if you understand a certain language, it could be written in that language, but we're talking about someone who's being yotza in loshon HaKadosh. It has to be written ksav ashuris, it has to be written al ha-sefer, in other words, on regular parchment, parchment that was processed properly, ubidayoy, and with regular ink. Whatever would be kosher for a Sefer Torah is also necessary for Megillah. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, once again, four dinim in regard to Megillah, three that would pertain to Kriyas Megillah, and one, and again, the writing of the Megillah. If a person reads the Megillah Seirugin, do you remember what Seirugin means? He reads, stops a little bit, reads, stops a little bit. Or Misnamneim. He's like a little bit sleepy. Almost sleeping, but not completely sleeping. He wouldn't be able to answer a Svara, but yes or no, he would be able to answer. Din is Yatza. If you remember, we said, this is only if he's either reading the Megillah or even hearing it from someone who is Misnamneim. But if someone is reading the Megillah and the listener is Misnamneim, the assumption is he didn't hear all of the words. We have three cases of a person who actually says all the words of the Megillah, but not for the purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah necessarily. For example, he's writing a Megillah, and as he's writing, he's reading it from a finished Megillah, or he's darshening the Psukim on the Megillah, and each time he says the Pasuk and then says his Dvar Torah or explains it, or he's Megia Megill, he's checking a Megill, and he's reading it as he's going along. Well, if he was also Mechavin to be Yaitza, the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim is Yaitza, if not, he is not Yaitza. And then we had our halacha about the writing of a Megillah. We said if it's written with things that aren't actually ink, but other kinds of dye, like sam, which is made out of a grass, or sikra, which is a kind of a red dye, or a stone that draws red, kaimis, which is something made out of the sap of a tree, or kankantoim, which is used for shoes, to polish shoes. Or if he writes it on skins, but skins that weren't processed. So he's not Yaitza. It has to be written, Ashuris. That's if he's reading it in Lashon HaKodesh. Ksav Ashuris, like the letters of a Sefer Torah, it has to be written on a cloth that's finished and processed and worked out, and with the ink, same ink that is kosher for a Sefer Torah.